God has spoken with me about the coming of the Messiah. And the Messiah is going to come. And take a glorious church. So it is my desire that you prepare honestly.
因此我希望你们真的诚实地要预备,
that you may prepare Yakumanisha, preparing in the Holy Spirit, preparing holiness, righteousness, and repentance.
在圣灵里头，通过圣洁和公义来预备。
I have seen the coming of the Messiah.
因为我见过弥赛亚的来临。
Today also God the Father spoke with me by voice.
今天父神同样的用声音跟我说了话。
So blessed people.
因此蒙福的人们。
This announcement of the coming of the Messiah is perpetual.
这个宣布有个弥赛亚来临的，这是持续不断的。
And consistent.
并且非常继续的。
It does take place.
一直到这个事情发生为止。
Soon the Messiah will come.
你们可以知道马上。
And take the church. So he's saying that Christ Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. And we saw that there is such a tremendous messaging, the message coming from there that God is delivering to the church to prepare.
从中我们看到的信息是很大的，神赐给你们教会来要预备的。
And he's saying here very clearly,
在这说得很清楚,
that there was sin. That is what we saw last time. That God is essentially announcing that there was sin and the wages of sin is death.
神在这其实要给你们的信息就是那有过罪，并且罪的公价就是死亡。
And that's why He gave His one Son, one and only Son, to come and die for you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
就是为什么他赐给你们他的独生子，他唯一的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督弥赛亚。
And so when He did so,
他这么做的时候,
then Christ, faithful in His mission, very faithful, the faithful witness,
基督作为一个重诚的见证，非常重诚的对他的使命。
He completed the mission of God.
完成了神的使命。
And He delivered mankind from death.
从死亡当中拯救了人类。That
is what the Father is celebrating here when He says, firstborn from the dead.
这就是父神在这庆祝的内容，当他说到从死亡当中首次复活的时候。
And He says, dear blessed people,
他在这说到了蒙福的人们,
that He is pointing you to the cross where the reconciliation is with God.
他指出来的就是十字架，就在那有你和神之间的和谐。
But again at this place,
在这个地方,
we saw very clearly that the Lord God is pointing at the price of your salvation.
我们看的就是父神在指出来的，就是为了我们的救赎付出的代价。
What it cost heaven, what it cost God to save you from sin.
天堂父神拯救了你付出的代价是什么呢？
When it says Christ Jesus, the firstborn from the dead.
等他说到耶稣基督从死亡当中首次复活的时候。
So the Lord is essentially saying that your salvation was purchased at a price.
父神在这说的就是你的救赎其实是付了代价而买下来的。
And so He's laying gravity to the treasure of the salvation you behold now as you walk on the earth.
因此你们在地上就是观看的这个救赎必须要对待的更加珍贵一点。
And so He's also raising a serious case, an indictment to the modern church that has trivialized this costly salvation of God.
因此神付出了这么昂贵的代价而买下来的救赎，作为一个教会非常渺小化的，就是非常轻看的这种态度，主在这警告你们。
He's saying that God, part of the triune God, the Trinity, had to come and die for you.
神作为三位一体的神的一部分，为了你降下来，为你而死了。
To purchase you.
为了买下来你。
To purchase your redemption.
为了赐给你救赎。
Offer you the grace that now accords you the opportunity to repent and reconcile with God the Father.
能够赐给你们这个恩典，通过这样一个机会，能让你们能够达到悔改，能够得到救赎。
我们在这看得很清楚。 That the travailing of the Messiah.
弥赛亚受难。
That the Messiah suffered agony.
弥赛亚受到的痛苦。
He suffered physical pain and torture and abuse.
他经历了那些肉体的苦难、痛苦，并且折磨和羞辱。
Emotional trauma.
他受到了感情上、情感的伤恨，属灵的一个伤恨。
Separated him totally.
因为神彻底的离开了他，从他自己。
Yet from eternity of the eternities.They had never separated. The Trinity had never separated.
因为从永远到永远，三位一体是没有 分开过。
So this is a very tremendous message the Lord is relaying to you now.
因此这是非常强大的信息，主现在给你们的。
Then we reached a place when I was in the process of underscoring to you the travailing of the Messiah that the Father is transmitting to you by saying.Firstborn from the dead.
因此在这过程当中我给你们强调的就是父神接受弥赛亚从死亡当中首次复活的时候他要经历的痛苦他就在哥西马尼园的时候
And we saw very clearly that that was prophesied way backIn the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15.
我们看得很清楚，这就是让我想起来创世三章十五节的经文。
When the Lord said very clearly, then,
当主在那说得很清楚
that He would come and He would crush the head of the serpent.
他要来，要粉碎撒旦的头。
And yet, the serpent would bruise his heel, strike his heel, and bruise his heel.
可是撒旦也是的，要咬住他的脚跟。
And so that is the travailing that you see now, the Lord unveiling out in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这就是受难，弥赛亚的受难，就是哥西马尼园，耶稣在这受到的痛苦。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And so at that place, when the Messiah, for the first time,Wanted to run away from the mission. He wanted to flee from the mission.
头一次弥赛亚在这表达了他愿意逃避他自己的使命。
Let's go back again to Gethsemane and read the events of Gethsemane.
让我们再回到这哥西马尼园读一下这哥西马尼园吧。
And I know that we have a big celebration ahead of us here.
我们知道我们前面有很大的庆祝，我知道。
That at one command, the Lord has opened heaven, the visitation.Of God the Father has taken place in this land.
一个宣布父神的造访，父神来打开天，把雨水带过来了，在这个国家。
In this land on Wednesday.
在这个土地，在星期三。
The visitation of the Godhead.
父神的造访。
God revealing me to you, to the nations of the earth.
父神把我在你们面前识别出来，在列国面前。
The church in Indonesia, I have received your email. The pastor in Indonesia, Oscar.
我收到了，我收到了，奥斯卡牧师来自印度尼西亚牧师的信件。这一切都会好的，以圣洁的圣名来宣布，因此蒙福的人们。
It is such a pivotal time, a historic time in the history of the church.
教会的历史非常重要的时间。
And we see from the book of Luke chapter 22, I'm reading 39 down.
那我们看到在《马可福音》Luke 22, 那从我们从39开始。
Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives.
路加福音22:39，耶稣出来照常往橄榄山去。
And his disciples followed him.
门徒也跟随他。
On reaching the place,
到了那地方
he said to them,
就对他们说
Pray that you will not fall.Into temptation.
你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Verse 41 of Luke 22.
路加福音22:41
says he withdrew about a stone throw beyond them.
于是离开他们，约有扔一块石头那么远。
Knelt down,
跪下
and prayed.
祷告。
So that is quite. He moved quite a little distance away, and then he knelt down. The Messiah, my Lord, put his knees down to pray.The moment had come. Tremendous situation. Distress has arrived.
可是我的主，我的弥赛亚在那跪下祷告了，就是扔一块石头的，就是那个地方，那么远的那个地方。
He knelt down to pray.
在那跪膝开始祷告了，就是这个瞬间来到，这受难的瞬间来到。
Alipiga magoti akaomba, kwa maana wasaa ulikuwa umewadia.
Knelt down and prayed.
跪下祷告。
Verse 42 says, Father, if it's willing, if it is your will, if you are willing, in other words, if it's your will, he says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me.
说父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。
Yet not my will.
然而不要成就我的意思
but your will be done.
只要成就你的意思
but yours be done.
你的意思要
tremendous time.
得实现非常强大的时间
the moment has now arrived.
这个瞬间就要来了
and the Christ
基督
the Messiah that came
弥赛亚来的理由
when the Christ came,
当基督来的时候
he was known as the SonOf God.
他被认为是神的儿子
and also known as the Son of Man.
并且也被认为人子
And you can see now that the branch from the lineage of David, the house of Jesse, is now revealing itself at this place.
在这我们可以知道大卫的侄子大卫父亲以塞的血统在这显现出
Kitabu cha Yohana
18:11
Turn with me there.
That you may understand the travail, the cost of salvation. Why the Lord has shown me the vision of the church. I have seen the church inside heaven. And then he brings me back to be able to confirm to you that yes, indeed, the church is soon going to be taken.
好让你们知道一下耶稣付出的代价耶稣基督受到的磨难因为我已经看到了这神的宝座那敬拜主的教会
主
宝在他天堂在荣耀里头在你里头我看到了教会重新把我再回到这个地上跟你们传这个信息这个我已经看到了主在荣耀教会在荣耀当中敬拜主的这一来呢就是告诉你们主马上很快就把你们带上去的那准备好的荣耀的教会
He brings me back from heaven after seeing the church the future in other words the church to give that prophecyAnd then to let you know that salvation is of gravity. Salvation of Jesus is the only thing that can enter you, can lead you, can bring you, deliver you into the kingdom of God inside heaven. Eternal life.
主让我看到那未来的场面在神的宝座内敬拜主的教会然后重新把我带到这个地上来跟你们强调一下把你们能够带到天堂的只有一个就是耶稣基督弥赛亚带给你的救赎这是非常重大的事情
So we saw that the travailing of the Messiah is saying, the Christ is saying, I cannot drink from this cup.
因为弥赛亚自己都说到了我喝起来这一杯是非常难的求父神撤去我不愿意喝这一杯
What did he see that he said he cannot that it looks like he tasted it then he said I cannot drink from this cup he said I cannot touch this
好像尝了一口之后就哇我真的不可能喝掉这一杯了我不愿碰到这一杯好像是这样的
That the salvation you have must be taken seriously. It will deliver you to the kingdom of God. If you don't take it seriously, you'll be part of the big church that is going to hell.
必须要认真的 必须要认真的必须要更加认真的要对待你们拥有的救赎不然的话就是你只能下地狱去了就是现在 很大规模的大型教会里头的很多的人一样他们都会 下地狱去的
And so it's very powerful when the Lord now emphasizes to you that now you should take your salvationMuch more seriously than ever before.
是非常的重要现在就跟你们说的这个信息现在呢你们对待你们自己的救赎必须要认真的更加认真的要对待
We saw very clearly that the Messiah wants to surrender the cup the very mission for which he came.
而且是为了这个使命而来的弥赛亚到了这个瞬间他愿意撤去这一杯
And we saw from the book of Psalm 75
并且我们看过了诗篇75篇
Before we read the book of John chapter 18:11
18:11
We saw Psalms
我们看过了诗篇
The book of Psalms 75:8 If you turn with me there we read together And he says the following
Na anasema yapotayo
He says in the hand of the Lord God is a cup.
Full
of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out.
And
all the wicked of the earth will drink. They drink it down to its very dregs, to the small droplets, to the end.
In other
words, he's saying, God Almighty is ready to recompense the wicked people for the wickedness they have done on the earth. He's ready, it's in his hand. He's ready to recompense, a little faster, the wicked people, the rebellious, for the rebellion they have staged on the earth.
快言之，父神全能者在他的手中已经准备好了这愤怒的杯，愤怒的杯呢，就是为了要报应给那些邪恶的人，他们在地上所做的邪恶的行为。
From that Psalm 75 verse 8, when I brought you back again to the Garden of Gethsemane, where the Messiah says, please take away this cup from me. I cannot drink it.
He asked the Father, he said,
if it is your will, please take away, pass, let this cup pass from me. Take away this cup from me.
求父神说，父神，那如果你愿意把这杯撤去吧，他这么祷告。
And we see that it was not the will of the Father. So then the Father did not take away the cup from the Messiah he so loves.
我们看，就是这不是一个父神的旨意，因为父神没有撤去了这一杯，他那么爱的弥赛亚，
And so why did he not take away the cup from the Son he loves so much? And I read for you how from eternity of the eternity, the Trinity, they are one.
为什么父神没有撤去这一杯呢？他所爱的，他那么爱的他的独生子，从永恒到永恒，一直在一直的那永恒的唯一的他的独生子。
The Trinity of God is one.
三位一体的一部分。
And so God does not take away the cup from Christ. Because otherwise you would have no salvation.
神从基督身上没有撤去了这一杯，不然的话，there
would be no salvation for mankind, no redemption.
你得不着永恒，得不着救赎，对人类来说，根本不可能产生任何救赎。Except
that the wages of sin is death, and someone pure without sin. Come and die for others.
因为没有任何其他的办法，就是人类已经犯了罪，没有任何污点的，没有任何罪恶的一个非常圣洁完整的赎罪祭，才能够拯救人类，没有任何其他的办法。
And we saw that you in your finite state, mortal state, you cannot pay for the eternal offense you have committed to the eternal glory of God. The judgment ought to be eternal.
因为你们已经犯了罪的这种状态，有污点的、有罪恶的这种状态，无法洗净你自己的罪恶，因为你们已经犯的是永恒神。So it says,
the eternal offense, you have offended the eternal glory of God. So your judgment should be eternal because the glory is eternal. There is no way you can pay for it in your mortal, finite form. Someone with eternity had to come and pay for it eternally and then redeem you from that eternal judgment.
你们冒犯的就是那神永耀的永远的荣耀，你们冒犯的就是永恒神的荣耀。这样一来呢，你们自己你们死去的这个人类无法补偿，必须要从这永恒里头的出来，才能够为你们
Christ had to come.
替你补偿，这就是为什么基督必须要来。一直在这讲得很清楚。
But the fact that God the Father did not take away the cup from Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane.
在哥西马尼园，父神没有撤去基督那的这杯的理由。
It proved to you that God must judge sin.
就是给你们证明出来，神是必须要审判罪的。
God was essentially saying that sin must be judged.
这真神说的就是罪恶必须要受到审判，不然的话，父神肯定撤去了这一杯的。
Sin will be judged.
罪是受到审判的。
That's why you see in the book of Psalm 75:8, it says he's ready to recompense the sinners that refuse to repent because the cup is in his hand. He's ready to recompense, to pour. And I've seen that cup poured.
这就是为什么诗篇七十五篇第八节，耶和华手里已经有这一杯了，装满了神愤怒的这一杯，来要惩罚那些邪恶的人所犯的所有邪恶的行为。父神来必须要审判。其实我已经看过了。我在多多玛坦桑尼亚的时候，我已经看过了。
Before the conference that night, when the Lord came to speak with me.
聚会的那天之前，那个晚上主造访了我。
Then I saw the cup in his hand.
然后我看到了他手中的这一杯。
The white super glorious cup.
那超级白色的荣耀的杯，让倾倒在地球上，倾倒在列国之上。
Now that you've come.I am going to pour this cup.
换言之，你来看一下，我全能者父神现在把这一杯倾倒下来了。
And so you see, after that, then it has been earthquake after earthquake, and then it has been a lot of coronavirus and name it.
然后呢，之后发生的事情呢，就是接着接着地震，接着地震。
Virus in Brazil,
Zika 病毒，巴西的。
The Ebola and all these viruses, the plagues that are prophesied.
Ebola 疾病，然后所谓的冠状病毒，然后横冲直在我
的
嘴里面。
The nations of the earth with for being unrepentant,
for not repenting. 那些不悔改的、没有悔改的国家，审判他们的所谓的疾病、所谓的灾难、蝗虫之灾。因此，现在
you see very clearly.That God does not take away the cup from Jesus.
父神从耶稣身上没有撤走这一杯。
And yet the Lord says, "Please take away this cup from me."
可是耶稣在这
I cannot drink from this cup. This cup is unbelievable. Today, we want to look at the content of that cup. What did Jesus see?
可是耶稣在这求的就是父神呢，把这一杯撤去吧。其实我忍受不了，我不愿意。基督耶稣在这说的就是这个祷告。
What did the Lord see that was dreaded? He dreaded. He said, "I cannot touch this because that is what those who don't walk in righteousness today, those who don't receive Jesus today, those who are rebellious, that is what you will drink." So what did Jesus see that he that is God?Could fear to touch it.
看是耶稣作为神，他觉得很恐怖，来碰到这一杯的，这一杯里头的愤怒，就是那些现在没有在公义里头行走的那些背逆的邪恶的，他们要来喝的。
Those who refuse to listen to this voice and repent and be holy and receive the Messiah Christ into their lives.
现在拒绝听从这声音的，就是拒绝接受主耶稣基督，在悔改离开罪恶，让圣子公义当中行走的这个声音，拒绝这个声音的，现在非常可怕的时间。当父神迎接教会的时候，在这介绍了耶稣基督的资格，耶稣基督的。
From the dead.
从死亡当中首次复活的来介绍
That's a very tremendous moment.
这是非常可怕的瞬间
That is what we are seeing here now.
这是我们现在看到的
Because he is pointing them to the travail, the cost, the price Jesus paid to be able to redeem them.
因为这段话语指出来的就是耶稣基督付出的代价，他受到的苦难，为了拯救我们，为你付出的基督的代价，为了拯救你，这是主在这强调的内容。
That you may understand that it cost God.
好让你们知道一下，他付出的就是神的代价。
In these last days, before the Messiah comes, you may take your Christian salvation more seriously.
因此，这幕后的时间，耶稣基督再临之前，你必须要更认真地对待你自己的救赎。
So he's saying here very clearly.
这则讲得很清楚。
Father, take away this cup from me if it is your will, but not mine.
父神，如果这是你的主意的话，旨意的话，把这一杯撤去吧。
The Lord does not take it away, meaning it's the will of God.That he drinks from that cup.
可是最终父神没有撤去了这一杯，表明了这一杯必须要弥赛亚来喝，这才是神的旨意。神多么的考虑到你们教会。神最终决定让基督耶稣受到这属灵的伤痕。
And so tonight, step by step, blessed people.
因此今晚我们一步一步的蒙福的人们。
John chapter 18:11 he says.
约翰福音十一章。
Jesus commanded Peter. Command is a command. Commanded Peter.
耶稣对彼得说，十八章十一节，束刀入鞘吧。约翰福音十八章十一节，我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？在这主再度的提到这个杯，这一杯。这第十章。
Mark chapter 10 verse 38 it says.
38节。
Turn with me there, blessed people.
恭喜打开圣门福音的马可书。
Mark chapter 10 38 it says, you don't know what you are asking. Jesus said.
耶稣说，你们不知道所求的是什么。
Can you drink the cup I drink?
我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？
Or be baptized with the baptism I'm about.I am baptized with.
我所受的洗，你们能受吗？
Again, the Lord Jesus referring to the dreadfulness of the cup of the suffering, the cup of the wrath of God.
再度的主在这暗示了这一杯，这痛苦的杯，父神愤怒的杯。
What was in this cup?
这一杯到底是个什么呢？
That you may understand what the Messiah went through for you.
好让你们知道一下弥赛亚为你经历的事情什么呢？
That you may not be like the modern church.
不让你像现代化的教会一样。
That has trivialized the salvation of Jesus.
把耶稣的救赎成为那种没有价值的。
And I said,
然后我说了。
He came from heaven knowing that this is his mission. This is his mission.
他从天堂而来，他非常明白知道这就是他的使命。
And he knew very well.
他知道得很。
That he was coming to drink from this cup of the wrath of God.
他就是为了喝这一杯神愤怒的这一杯而来的。
But you see, finally, when the moment dawns,Then he wants to flee from the cup.
可是最终这个瞬间来到他，即使是愿意逃避这个瞬间。
There is a conversation also we heard on the mountain with the Messiah.
并且呢，有一个对话在我们变化山上分享的，我已经跟你们提过。
When the Father sent us to speak with the Messiah.
当父神差派我们来跟弥赛亚分享对话的。
I've given you a little glimpse, little nuggets of that conversation.
有关这个对话，我已经给你们了一点点的暗示。
Part of which I say.
我说过
that was to tell him to go now and finish the job.
我到那去，我们到那去跟他说，你下去要完成你的使命。你现在去要完成这个使命，另一个部分我不愿意公开。
He came to drink from this cup.
他来是要喝这杯的。
Then all of a sudden he wants to run away from this cup.
然后突然呢，他愿意避开这杯。
What lesson should you pick from there? You as a person tuned in now in caseYou fail to repent. How terrible is the cup you must drink from?
看一下现在收听这直播的你，如果你失败了悔改，失败了这个事情，那就你要面对的这一杯是多么可怕的，你理解了吗？你现在知道主要赐给你的信息吗？
Take it while it lasts.
救赎在这里，可能的时候，可以的时候，你必须要抓住。
After the rapture, after the Messiah takes away the church, I've seen a lot of ministration going on there of another kind. It's unbearable here.
我已经看到了被提发生之后，主来提走他教会之后发生的很多可怕的事情，那有很多其他的使命，很多其他的事工，非常可怕的事情发生。
I said unbearable. Please translate every word. They bear gravity. These are the words of Yahweh Himself. It's unbearable on there.
地球上是难以忍受的，那个时候地球是难以忍受的地方。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 11. I want to present to you the part of Christ that wanted to run away from the mission, wanted to run away from this cup.
第三十一章，现在我给你们介绍的就是愿你避开喝这一杯的弥赛亚。我要给你们介绍这一点。
I think you just translated something else.Again, let me just repeat this for the sake of Swahili. So, I want to show you the part of the Messiah that wanted to run away, flee from this cup.
我要给你们看一下弥赛亚的这一部分，就是愿意避开喝这一杯的。
And so, the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, I'm reading verses 1 to 4. If the Swahili will help me tonight, so I don't have to repeat things twice, so we can make headways. We have a long service here. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, 1 to 4, it says, A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse.
从耶西的本地发一条
From his roots a branch will bear fruit
从他根生的枝子一结果实
You can imagine the fruit we are discussing right now The fruit of resurrection The fruit of deliverance the fruit of the church that will enter glory.
我们现在谈的就是这复活的果实，拯救的果实，进入到天堂的教会，就是这个果实了。现在谈的是。
The book of Isaiah 11 verse 3 says, "The spirit of the Lord will rest on him."
以赛亚书十一章的二节，耶和华的灵。
The spirit of wisdom.
就是必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵。
The spirit of the knowledge.
知识和
and the fear of the Lord.
敬畏耶和华的灵。
And he will delight in the fear of the Lord.
他必以敬畏耶和华为乐。
He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes.
行审判不凭眼见，断是非也不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷的人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，
以口中的杖
击打世界，以唇里的气杀
戮和恶人。He will slay the wicked.
以主里的气杀戮恶人。
Righteousness will be his belt.
公义必当他的腰带。
Faithfulness the sash around his waist.
信实必当他鞋下的带子。
And down there talks about the peace he brings.
下面他带来的是下边他带来的是平安。
So this is talking about the human lineage of the Messiah.
在这谈的就是弥赛亚那人属于人的一个血统。
Coming as the servant.
弥赛亚作为一个仆人来。
That is what you see in Zechariah chapter 3 when he's called the branch.
这就是撒迦利亚书第三章当把他称之为枝子来的时候的意思。
Comes as the servant in his human lineage to go to the cross.Is called the branch.
就是弥赛亚把他称之为树枝而来的时候，就是要走上十字架的，付出代价的。
That's why in the book of Philippians.
这是为什么？腓立比书。
Turn with Philippians if you can.
腓立比书，打开看一下。
You see the Messiah asking that the cup be taken away from him.
你看弥赛亚现在求父神把这个杯撤去呢。
Tremendous time.
非常可怕的时间。
The book of Philippians chapter 2, I'm reading verses 6 and 11.
六到十一节。
He said, "Who being in very nature God,
他本有神的形象
did not consider equality with God,
不以自己与神同等为强夺的
to his own advantage,
不以自己与神同等为强夺的
rather he made himself nothing."
反倒虚己
by taking the very nature of a servant, the branch, a servant,
取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
A branch to be bruised on the cross.
看下在十字架上被折断的树枝来。
In human likeness.
既有人的样子
and being found in the appearance of a man,
就自己卑微
he humbled himself,
存心
by becoming obedient even unto death,
以至于为死
even unto death on the cross, meaning the most humiliating death,
即使在十字架上就是最羞辱的那种死的方式
therefore God exalted him to the highest place,
所以神将他升为
And gave him the name above all names, above every name.
又赐给他超乎万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
Hallelujah. 叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，以耶稣的名
，That in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
无故屈膝了。
In heaven and on earth.And under the earth,
一切在天上的、地上的
，and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah.
五步口称耶稣基督为主。
Hallelujah.
So you see the human lineage, the human nature of the Messiah that was running away, trying to run away from the cup.
因此，弥赛亚的那个属肉的部分，就作为一个血统而来的弥赛亚，他是愿意避开这杯的。
And son of God.
他作为一个人子，作为一个神子而来。
When it was time for him to die for you, so now he bore the human nature to go and die for you. That's the only way he would have to purchase you from death.
因为他唯一的办法从这个死亡当中拯救你的，就是作为一个人子而来，穿着肉体而来，要付出这个代价的。
So what did the Messiah see? What did the Messiah suffer that he wanted to run away? What did Jesus see that he wanted to run away because in the garden that is now Jesus
但是哥西马尼园里头的耶稣他看到的到底是什么，他现在知道的到底是什么，为什么要避开这一杯。
They are probably not Christ now. He is now Jesus. He's human form now.
就现在不是个基督，而是个耶稣，做一个肉体人子，好让你完整的感觉到这所谓的痛苦的一个穿肉体的耶稣。
He says, therefore, just as sin entered the world through the one man,
and death
through sin,
and
in this way death came to all people because of all sin.
死又是从罪来的，我们是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Christ Jesus the human form, but remember he's two in one, so he's still the Christ.
看一下这个哥西马尼园，现在做一个人求神避开这一杯，可是看一下这个两个都在一个人身上，他仍然是基督，仍然是基督。
But now the human form, he wanted to flee away from the cupBecause the pain, something is so that I want to open up here.
因为他已经看到了一些事情，因此他愿意避开，因为这个痛苦，这个肉体要抵挡的，肉体要承受的这个痛苦，他愿意避开。
Even Christ, God the Son, is here.
甚至基督，
He also sees something that he wants to run away from.
看到了某些事情，甚至他都愿意离开。这是今天要开始的地方。记得他是神，从永恒到永恒，他是没有罪的。然后突然，看着这个一个人从一个人身上，罪是从一人入了世界。然后死又是从罪来的。
Death came to all people because they all sin.
于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Remember, he had not sinned.
记得他是没有罪的。他从来没犯过罪，绝对没有。他是没有罪的，从永恒到永恒没有罪的。然后突然，他现在看到了这一杯。
All the sin of man.That he's supposed to drink and own and become sinful like man.
而现在他要喝这一杯里头的所有人类的所有一切的罪，然后都由他来喝干喝掉，然后成为一个罪人当中的罪人。看见这是神，你可以想象吗？没有罪的神，彻底的离开罪恶的神，然后现在是没有罪的神，没有任何罪的。
Now he's supposed to take the sin of the whole earth of all men. He looked like this and saw it. I cannot drink this.
那现在呢？他就是突然要喝掉这所有人类、所有地球上的所有一切的罪了。他所以呢，他就是我不愿意了。
Can you imagine the sin of all men?Ever since creation.
你可以想象所有人类的，就是从创世以来所有人类的罪。
For example, the brothels where there is prostitution in this city of Nairobi alone, the brothels.
看一下就是这个内罗毕这城市的娼妓，你想象有多少个
？I'm talking about the male prostitution, homosexuality, and also the brothels for heterosexuals.Can you imagine the sexual filth that goes on there, sexual sin there, Nairobi alone, and then for all the cities of the earth, in one cup, he's supposed to drink it. I!
就内容在这南昌就是同性恋，然后就包括整个全世界的所有的城市的所有的罪恶，那些肮脏的讨厌的那些罪都由他来要喝掉了。你可以想象吗？这是神的
all the fornications of mankind,
人类所犯的所有一切
邪恶，
所有地球上所有的堕胎，在地上所犯的所有一切的杀人犯罪，所有的离婚，所有的欺骗腐败，所有可憎的所有一切罪恶，突然由他来要必须要喝干，那突然他就愿避开，我不行，他是没有罪的。
All the sins committed in all your homes all over the earth.
你们在家里所犯的一切所有的罪了。
He's supposed to own it.
他必须要拥有这一切的罪的现在。
And that's why he ran with me right away to 2 Corinthians.
这是为什么跟我去打开说灵后。
2 Corinthians, blessed people.
我们人的灵后。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 21, he says the
following. 21,
21
节神说。
He says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪
so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
好叫我们
why the Messiah wanted to run away from this.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。你现在明白了耶稣基督为什么那个瞬间要避开
the Father had to send an angel.
一直到父神太派给他天使，天使降下来要加点力量，因为不让他拒绝。
He had to send an angel to come there and comfort him and strengthen him.
一直太简，
父
神甚至太简给他天使来加点力量，给他加点力量。
Because he was praying and throwing himself on the soil and throwing himself on the ground, falling down and coming up again three times.It's a very difficult time to take that cup and drink that cup.
因为他一个人在那受到折磨，打滚，又站起来，又跪下，又祷告，又趴下来，又祷告，又打滚，这一个人在那受折磨、受痛苦，你可以想象救主自己。你可以想象救主、救世主在那把自己扔在地上，在那尘土当中打滚，然后祷告求父神。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 when he said the firstborn from the dead that is the message he's transmitting to the church remember the price remember the price of your salvation
这就启示录第一章第五节父神介绍主耶稣基督作为死亡当中首次复活的时候要赐给你们的信心好让你们记得耶稣基督付出的代价
remember the price of your redemption
记得你们救赎的代价
and he's saying here
然后他在这说
that the Messiah is distressed he's traumatized
弥赛亚在这受到痛苦受到伤恨的
he's aware that when he drinks of this cupRight ahead of him here is the unbelievable, the gory.
因为他知道当他要喝这一杯的话，他要面的事情是个多么可怕的，他都知道。
The scourge, remember the scourge in Swahili, I think it's called jeride or something like that. It was a whip with many strands, and at the end of the strands there are hooks, so that when they smash you, they hook some flesh. They smash you, he removes flesh. The hooks peel out flesh.Pillow's flesh. He knew that was ahead of him here.
他知道，因为那个辫子，那个辫子后头都有一个钩，那好像是一个钉子一样的钉子，用那个金属做的那些钩子。
When they slash your back with it, it catches the flesh and they pull. So it tears flesh, comes with flesh again, and smack again, tears flesh again. He knew that was ahead of him.
用这个辫子打你的时候。你的肉一块一块的要就是被割起来，就是他知道他要面临的就是这样的痛苦。这个辫子，你知道吗？
Of what it cost for you to be born again today.
为了你的重生，他付出了代价，他的肉体付出了代价。
Why is this generation playing around with salvation?
为什么这一代拿着救世而玩呢
？Modernizing it, twisting it around, trying to use it to change it in a way to fit their lifestyle.
现代化的就是按照自己的生活方式，就是都改变的，就是变得很轻松的那种。
You see what Jesus saw in the cross.
操作起来的救赎。
So all the sin of all men, born and unborn.
耶稣基督在这付出的代价就是所有一切重生的没有重生的你们所有人类的罪的一个代价
and when he looked into this cup he saw the weeping also the paying of the price the suffering that he was about to go throughBecause of drinking from that cup, owning up the sin of all men.
因为他要拥有所有人类的罪恶了，他现在要成为这所有罪恶的拥有者。他要付出的代价，作为一个罪人要受到的这可怕的代价、可怕的惩罚。
Book of Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Turn with me there, blessed people. We are still on the cup.
我们仍然在谈论这个杯。路加九章。
This cup that the Lord is exalting before you.In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 5, when he says, he is the firstborn from the dead. He's exalting the cup. He's saying, look, he drank from the cup of God's wrath. And that's why he earned you, he won for you resurrection life. He won for you redemption. He earned for you grace. He purchased for you salvation. So much! God is saying so much there.
Kikombe hiki ambacho Bwana anakuweza katika kitabu cha Ufunuo sura ya kwanza mstari wa 5 anaposema kwamba yeye ndiye mzaliwa wa kwanza toka kwa wafu.
Wakati Mungu anasema that he is the firstborn from the dead.
Wakati Mungu anasema kwamba yeye ndiye mzaliwa wa kwanza toka kwa wafu.
He raised a tremendous message to the church.
Alikuwa na ujumbe mkubwa sana kwa kanisa. Kwa maneno mengine,
he has gone to death and he has come back.
Ameenda kwenye kifo na amerudi.
That was he is the triumphant king.
Kwa maana mwingine yeye ndiye mfalme aliyeshinda.
He is riding the glory of his victory.
Yeye anaendesha katika utukufu wa ushindi wake.
He alone, nobody is compared with Jesus.
Ya kwamba yeye peke yake hakuna Yesu kulinganishwa na Yesu.
He is telling the church that there is no religion like what Jesus, the religion of the cross, what Jesus brought you.
Anaambia kanisa kwamba hakuna dini yoyote kama ile dini ya Yesu Kristo aliyotuletea.
On all the other religions, none of them ever died and resurrected.
Anasema kwamba hakuna dini yoyote kama ile dini ya Yesu.
Hata miongoni mwao ambao aliwaikufa akafufuka.
But Jesus died and resurrected, and that is the confirmation that he has authority and power to redeem man from death.
Yeah, 可是耶稣基督死了，然后又从死亡当中复活的，这样一来呢，给你们确证，他是有能力、有权柄打败死亡、战胜死亡的。
So many things like with light, like lightning, and then he resurrected like this.
Now, 耶稣基督下去，就下到地狱去，然后这两位见证人看到的事情是打雷，好像就从天上就打雷了。Like lightning,
the glory of God struck like lightning, and then he resurrected like this.
神的荣耀好像打雷一样就打起来，然后他就眨眼瞬间就复活了。
So there is so much that was done for you to be born again.
因此为了你重生，为了你的复活，神父亲的恩典，耶稣父亲的恳求，严肃地对待你自己的救赎，并且为你得来的胜利。这父神在启示录第一章第五节说到的。
From the dead.
我看见我一个从死亡当中首次复活的来，壮士他的手，给他加冕的时候。
The eternal life, resurrection life that Jesus purchased for you.
让你们想起来，让你们记得你的永生，这永恒的生命是耶稣为你买来的。
But it does not fall short of raising to you the price of the Calvary cross, the price of salvation, the price of Gethsemane.
加略上十字架在那付出的代价，是给你的救赎，是从来没有不够的，就是他的手臂从来没有剪短的。
I have understood the tremendous cup of the wrath of God you drank on my behalf.
我现在理解了那可怕的神愤怒的杯，你为了我就倾倒在耶稣身上。
And I thank you, my Lord Jesus.
我感谢主耶稣基督，你提走了我的羞辱，羞耻，提走了我的悲。
提走了我的死亡、羞耻，提走了我的悲哀，提走了我的死亡，甚至那永恒的审判。因此，希望今天我打开我的心，向你打开，然后接受你作为我的主和救主。我请求我主耶稣基督，在我心中建立你的圣洁，在我生活当中建立你的公义。我请求主耶稣基督，to
order
my steps. That I may live a sacrificial Christian living.
好，让我能够过着牺牲的基督徒的生命。
That the resurrection life.
把焦点放在那永恒的生命，那复活的生命那儿。主耶稣
sustain my name in the book of life.
维持我的名字在那生命册里头。
That belongs to you, the glorious Lamb of God.
那是属于那荣耀的羔羊的那本书。
In the mighty name of Jesus.
以抢救耶稣圣名而求。
Tonight I'm born again.
我今晚重生了。
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus loves you. Thank you.
耶稣爱你们，谢谢。
Thank you indeed.
谢谢你们。